Hey everyone, welcome back to Consistency Protocol. You know, there are days when everything feels effortless. We glide through tasks, creativity flows, and we practically radiate confidence. But then there are those other days. The ones where even a simple task can feel monumental. Where self-doubt whispers in our ear, and that inner critic starts its relentless commentary. Today's conversation is about those days, about overcoming the crippling grip of perfectionism. It's about recognizing that striving for flawlessness isn't actually leading us to greatness, but rather, holding us back from truly living. It's a journey we all share, navigating this constant tension between wanting things to be perfect and accepting the beautiful messiness of being human. You see, perfectionism often disguises itself as ambition, as dedication to excellence. But beneath that facade lies a fear of failure, a deeply ingrained belief that our worth is tied to outcomes. It whispers in your ear, if it's not flawless, it's not good enough. It keeps you stuck in analysis paralysis, endlessly tweaking and revising, never feeling satisfied with the final product. But what if I told you that true fulfillment doesn't lie in achieving an impossible standard? What if true success is found in embracing the journey, in learning from both triumphs and missteps? Imagine the freedom that comes with releasing this pressure to be perfect. Think about all the time and energy spent chasing an illusion, a mirage on the horizon. What could you create, what could you achieve if you shifted your focus from flawless execution to simply showing up, doing your best, and learning along the way? Now, I know letting go of perfectionism isn't easy. It's a deeply ingrained habit, a belief system that we've often carried since childhood. But it's not impossible. Here are a few practices to help you begin this journey. 1. Challenge your inner critic. When those negative thoughts arise, acknowledge them without judgment. Simply say to yourself, that's my inner critic speaking. It's trying to protect me, but its voice isn't always helpful. Then, gently redirect your attention to something positive. 2. Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate small wins along the way. Acknowledge the effort you're putting in, even if the outcome isn't exactly what you envisioned. Remember, progress is a series of steps forward, not a single leap to perfection. 3. Embrace imperfection as an opportunity for growth. Mistakes are inevitable. Instead of viewing them as failures, see them as valuable learning experiences. What can you glean from this misstep? How can you use it to improve next time? 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend struggling with similar challenges. Remember, you are human, and humans are inherently imperfect. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with fresh air, allowing it to nourish your body and mind. As you exhale, release any tension you're holding onto. Feel the weight of perfectionism gradually lifting, replaced by a sense of lightness and freedom. Imagine yourself walking through a sun-drenched field, each step filled with purpose and joy. The flowers bloom in vibrant colors, their petals unfurling gracefully despite imperfections. Birds sing melodies that celebrate life's simple beauty. You feel grounded, connected to the present moment, free from the constraints of expectation. Remember, you are capable of so much more when you release the need for perfection. Your worth is not determined by flawless achievements, but by your willingness to show up authentically, to embrace the journey with all its twists and turns. Today, choose to let go of that pressure to be perfect. Choose to celebrate the beauty of imperfection. Choose to step into your power, knowing that you are enough, just as you are. Carry this mantra with you today. I am worthy, I am capable, and my journey is unique and beautiful. Go out there and create something amazing, not in spite of your imperfections, but because of them. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.